Katy Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 43. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies. Tonight, lows level off around 26. Daytime highs approaching 44. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 35.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
I'm Elijah at Kiever Brothers Automotive in Beloit. When your vehicle has a problem or needs maintenance, Kiever Brothers is your home for fast, friendly auto repair. Whether you need tires, brakes, batteries, belts, hoses, air conditioning, a transmission, engine, or just an oil change, there's only one thing you need to remember. We fix everything. Kiever Brothers Automotive delivers fast, friendly auto repair, and we fix everything. Find us just south of the courthouse in Beloit and online at KieferBrothers.com.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Growth in the market value of goods and services produced in the state of Kansas from July to September was tops in the nation and expanded by 9.7% during that three-month period, the Federal Bureau of Economic Analysis reported. All 50 states and the District of Columbia increased real gross domestic product during the third quarter, but Kansas outpaced the rest of the country. By comparison, GDP growth in Missouri registered at 4%. Rates in three other neighboring states surged by 5.8% in Colorado, 6% in Oklahoma, 7.5% in Nebraska. Arkansas recorded the quarter's lowest level of growth at 0.7%. Governor Laura Kelly said this data shows that our efforts to support businesses, create a stable economy, and grow our workforce are paying off. The Bureau of Economic Analysis reported Kansas had real GDP expansion of 7.4% in the second quarter from April through June. Overall, 44 states and the District of Columbia were on the plus side in that quarter, ranging from a positive 8.7% in Wyoming to a negative 1.4% in Vermont. The border states to Kansas featured advances and a setback in real GDP during the second quarter. Growth in Nebraska came in at 5.9%, Oklahoma 4.5%, Colorado 2.6%, but Missouri slumped to a minus 0.1%. And the first quarter of 2023, Nebraska topped the five-state region at 12.3% growth in the real GDP. From January to March, Kansas was up 6%, Missouri 2.5%, Oklahoma 2.5%, and Colorado 2%. North Dakota had the highest positive rate at 12.4%. But once again, in the third quarter, from July to September, during that three-month period of time, Kansas had the biggest growth at 9.7%. Governor Kelly went on to say, Kansas is outstripping the entire nation in economic growth and attracting business investment. It's clear we have the momentum to continue this trajectory of economic success into 2024 and beyond, end of quote. Meanwhile, Kansas recorded the third-ranked growth in personal income at 4.9% during the third quarter. Farming income contributed to the state's improvement in personal income during the period. That full story at our website, KDCountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6 Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmer, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Are you covered? Marketplace Health Insurance open enrollment now through January 15th. Sign up for 2024 coverage and explore your options with their certified application counselor, Connie Tyler, Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. This service is completely free of charge. Call 738-9202. Mitchell County Conservation District is hosting a farmer-to-farmer meeting this morning at 10 a.m. at the Asherville Fire Station. It will be a follow-up discussion on the prescribed burn school and organizing a prescribed burn association. Coffee and cinnamon rolls will be served. For more information, contact the district, 738-5172, extension 3. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Johnson is in the pistol. A wing and two wides to the right side. Fake to the back. Throw to the far side. This is the fade. Touchdown! Jace Brown, the freshman for the Wildcats, and a perfect throw. There's the snap. In the victory formation, Avery Johnson will take a knee, and that's going to do it. They'll run off the final 12 seconds here. Avery Johnson, a winner in his first career start at quarterback, and the Wildcats have knocked off NC State, our final 28-19.
Well, much more on K-State's win over NC State in the Pop-Tarts Bowl coming up momentarily on this sportscast. Also, we look at other bowl games in college football. College hoops continuing this weekend. Thursday night football and the Chiefs are getting set for a New Year's Eve contest with the Bengals. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. As heard just moments ago, in his first start ever at quarterback for K-State, Avery Johnson helped lead the 25th-ranked Wildcats to a 28-19 win over number 18 NC State in the Pop-Tarts Bowl in Orlando on Thursday evening. K-State jumped down to a 7-0 lead after one with a 37-yard touchdown pass from Johnson to DJ Giddens. They went up 21-7 with under a minute left in the first half as Giddens had a 4-yard touchdown run at the midway point of the second quarter, and Johnson ran one in from 19 yards out with 55 seconds left in the half. An NC State touchdown run was sandwiched between those two scores, and the Wolfpack hit a field goal as time expired to cut the lead to 21-10 at half. NC State outscored the Wildcats 9-0 in the third, including a 60-yard touchdown run on a fake punt that was followed by a failed two-point conversion. K-State defense held North Carolina State scoreless the rest of the way. After having two long touchdown plays called back due to penalty, the Wildcats got their final score on the fade from Johnson to Jace Brown to go up 28-19. A Jacob Parrish interception on the first play of the next drive for NC State all but sealed the win. K-State offense was able to run out the clock. Johnson was named the game's MVP, throwing for 178 yards and two scores and running for another touchdown and 71 yards. Giddens ran for 151 and a score. K-State coach Chris Kleiman on Avery Johnson's night.
He's a special talent, and he's a very humble kid that has a ton of confidence, and that's a really hard thing to do. Yeah, he's got some swagger, and he can be brash, I'm sure, if he wants to, but he's such a humble kid. The kid's mature beyond his years, and I think a lot of people saw that. North Carolina State's got really good players on defense, and they had a hard time catching him because he just understands angles and how to beat people. And then when he couldn't get the edge, okay, he'd throw it away. He did some big-time things. But some of the scrambles he had, guys, against really, really good football players, I mean, for a young player to do what he did, we're really excited about the future.
K-State and NC State both finished the season at 9-4. Also on Thursday night, playing their last game as members of the Big 12, number 12 Oklahoma looked to be in position to win over number 14 Arizona in the Alamo Bowl. Sooners led 24-13 when Arizona got a touchdown on a two-pointer with 2 seconds left in the third, and then went on to score the final 25 points of the game, a 17-0 fourth quarter, beating Oklahoma 38-24. Both teams finished the season at 10-3. Four more bowl games are on the docket today. Number 22 Clemson faces Kentucky in the Gator Bowl at 11. Number 19 Oregon State meets number 16 Notre Dame in the Sun Bowl at 1. From the Big 12, Iowa State takes on Memphis in the Liberty Bowl at 2:30. And the showcase game outside of the New Year's Six has 9th-ranked Missouri taking on number 7 Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl at 7 o'clock tonight. In college hoops, number 2 Kansas back on the court Saturday. They face Wichita State at the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. Jayhawks are 11-1 while the Shockers enter at 8-4. KU coach Bill Self has been impressed with the post play from the in-state counterparts.
Wichita's bigs are good, and they block shots, and they can run to the rim, and they've got an athletic group. It'll be a good, tough matchup, but, you know, they block shots, they finish above the rim. In a lot of ways, their starting center reminds me of Doak, just from a catch it and just dunk it, or block a shot. I mean, there's some similarities there from an athleticism standpoint.
Tip on for KU and WSU at 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon, pregame at 2:30 on Z96.3 The Lake. For more on KU's matchup with Wichita State and men's hoops, and also look back at the KU football team's bowl win over UNLV in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl, we were joined this morning by Brian Haney, the voice of the Jayhawks on the Sports Ticket. If you missed that interview, you can go back and listen to it on the Sports Ticket podcast at kdcountry94.com. In women's hoops, Big 12 play starts on Saturday. Number 11 K-State 12-1. They're at 8-3 Cincinnati at 1 o'clock on ESPN Plus, while Kansas is 7-4 and hosting 11-0 number 25 West Virginia at noon on ESPN Plus. The premier matchup at the conference, 11-0 number 10 Baylor is at 5th-ranked Texas, which is 13-0, 1 o'clock on Fox. The full schedule for the weekend is at big12sports.com.
Flacco to throw, looking left corner. That's there. Touchdown. It's Elijah Moore. From one former Jet to another former Jet. And the Browns lead 26-7.
Joe Flacco ended up throwing for 309 yards and three touchdowns in a 37-20 win for the Browns over the Jets in Thursday night football action. Cleveland moved to 11-5 and clinched a playoff berth with the win, while the Jets fell to 6-10 and they're out of the playoff hunt. Also in the NFL, the Chiefs will take another shot in winning the AFC West on Sunday. They host the Bengals at Arrowhead Stadium. Kansas City's 9-6. The Bengals come in at 8-7. Chiefs coach Andy Reid on Cincinnati's defense.
Multiple looks. They're great with that. They're good players. They've got real good players. And their defense coordinator is real good. I mean, he's got them well taught, and they do a nice job with all their different schemes.
Chiefs and Bengals kick off at 3:25 on Sunday with pregame at 2 o'clock on Z96.3 Through the Lake and the Chiefs Radio Network. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.